Testing. Hello, everybody. All right. Nice to meet you. My name is Robert. I'm with Mysterium team. And I guess this DEF CON has been a lot about privacy, and you have seen a lot technical talks about privacy. And this is ending, DEF CON is ending. So I would love to leave you with some fundamental thoughts about what privacy means. What does it mean in our daily lives? What does it mean in our everyday use of blockchain and internet apps? And if it's even possible to protect it. So let's start off. What is privacy? What is anonymity? Are they different? Are they the same? And how do they apply on our everyday life? Privacy. Well, what does it mean to have privacy? When you engage in an activity, let's say an online activity, you log into your bank account, you log into your Facebook account, you talk to somebody, you go into the bathroom. When you engage into an activity, privacy means having control of who has access to that activity together with you, if anybody. When you're creating your private keys for the wallet, you don't want to give access to anybody unless, I don't know, it's your wife. But when you log into Facebook, you give Facebook the right to change things, but you trust Facebook to not change things beyond what you tell them to, like clicking on the like button. And if there is any entity, third-party entity, unauthorized entity, which is monitoring your actions, that means you've lost your privacy. And if that entity can monitor your actions and even change things like block you from going into Facebook, if you're in China, for example, well, that means you really lost your privacy. Anonymity, on the other hand, is a little bit different concept. Anonymity means you go out into the world and you want the world to see what you're doing. You just don't want the world to know who you are. Like we're sending ethers on blockchain, everybody can see those ethers being sent. Nobody knows who is the person sending them or who is the entity doing that. And both concepts are really important. Privacy is there for us to be calm, to calm down. And anonymity is there for the society. It's a catalyst of change. Without one, we would not have freedom of speech, or at least we would be very afraid to do so. So, on the fundamental level, anything that happens on the internet is basically communication, right? Entity A is talking to entity B, and they create a communication channel. And over the last couple of decades, this channel has been, well, I don't know how to say it, breached, to be the least. You can monitor what's happening and sometimes even interrupt the communication. Let's talk about the same example, Facebook app to Facebook server. When you're in certain countries, you just can't reach that server. Why? Because somebody can see that that communication channel being opened up and they cut it right there. So the question is it possible to even protect this channel between those two entities? And those two entities can be anything. It could be a device talking to a server, app to app, app to server, anything. So is it possible to protect identities of these two? That would mean anonymity, and to protect the content of the communication happening between those two, that would mean privacy. And we believe it is, and that's what we set out as a mission for ourselves. To protect the identities and to protect the content so that no third party, unauthorized third party entity could take a look, see who is talking, and understand what they're talking about. So protecting privacy and anonymity. The question is, of course, how to achieve this. And we suggest to do it in a couple phases. As a phase one, we're going to be building a decentralized network of VPN nodes, which means basically that anybody can become a VPN node. Just download an open source app, run it on your computer, and that's it. Anybody can connect through you if they need that communication, and you'll be paid to serve this service. On top of it, we're going to add a couple layers. For example, a decentralized discovery mechanism, so it wouldn't have a single point of failure. An anonymous identity management, so that you would know, like if entity A is using those three nodes, they would know whom to pay. And of course, an anonymous payment mechanism, so that, again, it could not be tracked. In this case, entity A, if they want to talk to an entity B, let's say Facebook app to server, they would connect to a first node. And let's imagine, I don't know, a Catalan situation. And let's think there's a bit of a crisis taking place right now. And if the communication would be blocked, so they would connect to a first node somewhere in the Catalan, then the connection would be encrypted, and the contents would be hidden, identity would be hidden. From this node, it would go to the next node, I don't know, here into Mexico, finally to the third node, right next to Facebook headquarters, and then right, unencrypted. In this place, all the way up to the third node, the traffic is encrypted. And after the third node has the keys as well as entity A. They decrypt the traffic and it goes to node B. It's an amazing technology. It can open up borders. It can go around, I forgot the word, basically you cannot block content anymore because you cannot see what is taking place. But of course, there is a little bit of, like, the final stretch is still not fully protected, because you still have, like, for example, a third node can still become the node that's rogue and can contribute to the cost of tracking data and blocking data and man-in-the-middle attacks and all the other things happening. And between this node and the final destination, there could be an ISPs, which again act as malicious ones, and vice versa. So is it possible to completely protect the channel between A and B, so that it would not be possible to see who is talking and what they're talking about? And we believe it is, and that's what we're offering. Basically, after phase one, when we're building this infrastructure, when this is done, what we're going to do is we're going to open up a protocol, and any app developer who's wishing to protect their users talking to each other, to protect their servers talking to each other, protect their users talking to servers, will be able to do so by integrating this protocol. And at this stage, the messages going out from the first place would be encrypted here, shredded, sent through multiple nodes, recollected at the exit node, at the destination place, with private keys, which A and B have. They could be reassembled into a coherent message and consumed. A and B trust each other, so they have no problem of sharing this information. Everything from outside would look like lots of gibberish. Every node would have, for example, node 5 would just see node 4 as some node, and they would relay the message to B without ever knowing if B is another node or the final recipient. And the same way goes for the node 4. Node 4 would never know if A was just another node or original sender. In this case, what we would have is we will have a private, privacy protected because of the communication content is not recognizable for any third party not even a node, not us, not anybody, anonymous, because identities would be protected because only them would know who is each other, and trustless because no node would ever be possible to take this information and make any meaning of it. So yeah, this will enable any app developer to integrate this private communication channel into their apps and making an unstoppable app. So that's it. I thank you, and let's work together.